I have the best idea. I'm going to buy a photocopier and take a $100 bill and photocopy it thousands of times until I have a huge stack of money. I'm going to be so rich. That's a crime. It's a crime called forgery. Forgery means making a fake copy of something. Okay? I could say, he forged my signature. Okay? My signature, someone forged my signature on a document. Maybe they stole some money or they used my signature for some purpose. Okay? It's a fake signature. They forged it. Okay, so you can forge anything. You can forge money, you can forge a signature, you can forge a product of some kind. Okay, now we use the word counterfeit. Counterfeit means a fake copy. Okay, the shopkeeper gave me a counterfeit $20 bill. That means a fake $20 bill. Okay, in Hong Kong, you can buy a counterfeit Rolex watch for $5. A counterfeit Rolex watch for $5. That's really cheap. Rolex watches probably cost, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000. I've never even thought of buying a Rolex watch. Do you have a Rolex watch? I wish I had one. Actually, I don't really care too much about watches. I don't wear a watch. So to me, it doesn't matter. It would be better to buy a counterfeit one for $5 than to waste all my money on a real one. Okay, so counterfeit. Now let's say I want to take the counterfeit watch from Hong Kong to Canada secretly. So I put it inside this book and I take it into Canada. That would be called smuggling. Smuggling. Okay, smuggling means transporting goods illegally. What's a good? A good means anything. Any kind of product is called a good. Okay, now let's take a look at a different crime. Let's say this cop pulls me over for speeding. Okay, pulls me over means stops me for speeding. I'm going too fast. So I say, I'm sorry, officer. Here's $100. Just forget about it. Okay, that would be called bribery. Bribery. That means paying money to avoid punishment. Have you ever paid a bribe? Here in Canada, that's a very serious thing. We don't pay bribes here in Canada, but I know in lots of countries, people pay bribes to avoid punishment. Okay, now here's another crime, hacking. Hacking, that means using a computer to steal data. Okay, North Korean hackers hacked Sony Pictures a few years ago, remember? Maybe it was last year or 2 years ago, I can't remember. But they hacked Sony. Okay, now here's a very scary crime, identity theft. Identity theft. That's stealing someone's personal information, okay, to use for some purpose, probably to get money, okay? So you're stealing their information, like their name, their age, maybe their passwords, their birthday, okay? And you're signing up for a fake bank account or something. You're using their information, pretending to be them. Okay, there might be another one of you somewhere in the world using your information to get something. Okay, that's scary. That's called identity theft. Okay, now here's another very important word that we use a lot for financial crimes. Scam. Scam. That means cheating someone by deceiving them. Deceiving them. Let's say I sell you a diamond. Okay, I say, here's a very good diamond. I'll sell it to you for $1,000. But actually, the diamond is just glass. So I just sold you a piece of glass for $1,000. That means I'm scamming you. I'm scamming you. Then when you find out it's just glass, you would say, I got scammed. I got scammed. Okay, now let's look at a very common scam. It's called a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme. Okay, it's like a triangle. Okay, the person at the top makes a lot of money, and these people down here, they don't make any money, but they believe that they're going to make money. Okay, so this is a scam because it's not really selling any product or service. Rather, this person is selling an idea that if these people buy into the idea, they're going to get rich. Okay, so they sign up and they put their own money into it, hoping that they're going to get rich, but then they never get rich. Okay, it's called a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme. Okay, now in all of these financial crimes, the most common word you'll see is fraud. Fraud. That means to cheat someone. Okay, so all of these crimes, they could be called fraud. Okay, so let's do some homework. I want to know, have you ever been scammed? Let me know in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.